So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught a Eichel Meister Sheni Chutz L'Chaimah HaReza Loikar Arboim. One who eats Meister Sheni fruits outside the walls of Yerushalayim gets Malkus. Upon which Rav Asiyam Rabbi Yechanan says, Meister Sheni Me'imasei Chayav Nalav Mishara Pnei HaChaimah. One gets Malkus for eating Meister Sheni fruits outside Yerushalayim only if the Meister Sheni was first brought inside the walls of Yerushalayim. Because one Pasuk states, Lefnei Hashem Lekecha Teichlenu, and another Pasuk states, Leisuch Lecha B'Sharecha. Kol hecha de karinim be lefnei Hashem lekecha techlenu, karinim be leisuch alecha b'sharecha. V'chlecha de le karinim be lefnei Hashem lekecha techlenu, le karinim be leisuch alecha b'sharecha. The law of leisuch applies only to ma'aser sheni that can be eaten inside, but not to ma'aser sheni that cannot be eaten inside. Accordingly, the Mishnah refers to the aili va'afki, the ma'aser sheni was first brought inside and then taken outside. Zok the Mishnah, akareach karcha b'roish rechayev, a person who makes bald spots on his head in anguish over a mace gets malchus. The Gemara cites a braisa that derives three halachas regarding the Isur Karcha from Gzeirah Shavah of the word Karcha. The pasuk regarding Yisrael states, V'leisasimu Karcha bein aneichem l'meis, and the pasuk regarding Kahanim states, L'yikruchu Karcha bereishem. Makan chayav kol Karcha b'karcha, af lahalim chayav kol Karcha b'karcha. Just as regarding the lav of L'yikruchu Karcha of Kahanim, one is liable for each and every Karcha because the pasuk repeats, Yikruchu Karcha, so to regarding the lav of V'leisasimu Karcha of Yisrael, one is liable for each Karcha. Makan chayav al reish kebein onayim, aflahal chayav al reish kebein onayim. Just as the lav of Kahanim applies to the entire head because the pasuk specifies bereishim, so to the lav of Yisrael applies to the entire head, even though the pasuk says bein aneichem. Malahal al meis, afkan al meis. Just as the lav of Yisrael is only when the karcha is done in anguish over a meis, so to the lav of Kahanim is only when done because of a meis. Regarding the drasha of chayav kol karcha b'karcha, the Gemara explains. The pasuk is not needed to teach that chamish karich is bezeach hazeh or bechamish hasroyis chayav kol achas v'achas. If one made five karaches consecutively and he received five warnings for each karcha, it is self understood that he gets malchus five times because there was a separate hasra for each act of karcha. And the pasuk is also not needed to teach that chamish karich is bezeach hazeh or bechod hasra in a chayav l'achas. If he made five karchas consecutively but he received only one warning, he gets malchus only once because the hasra applied only to the first karcha. Rather, the pasuk is needed for a case of desach chomish etzba'is of nasha v'isvin bevas achas davali hasra l'chol chada v'chada. If he smeared his five fingers with a salve and proceeded to make five karchas simultaneously, he gets malchus five times even though he received only one hasra, because since this was done bevas achas, the hasra is applied to all the karchas. The Gemara cites four opinions regarding shir karcha, the minimum amount of hair that needs to be removed to be liable to malchus for the istur karcha. Kedishi ro mirayshay, the amount in which one's scalp becomes revealed. Kigris, the size of a bean. Kishtei Cyrus, even two hairs. Bekadasha, the size of a barley grain. The Mishnah continues, Vamakev pas roishri chayef, one who shaves off the payas of his head gets malchus. As the Gemara explains, pas roishri soif roishri, zehamash v'tzidov lachari ozne ulapadachte. The two payas of the head is in the area on the two sides of the head, from above the earlobe until the forehead. V'amashchis pa'asik kanoi chayiv, one who shaves off the payas of his beard gets malchus, as the Gemara explains, pa'asik kanoi seif zikanoi shepoilis zikanoi. The five payas of the beard are below the two ears at the upper corner of the jawbone, and at the two lower ends of the jawbone, and at the chin. Tanakama holds, ala roish shtayim, achas mikan ma'achas mikan. One who shaves off the two payas of the head, even bevas achas simultaneously, gets malchus twice, one for each payah. And ala zakin shtayim mikan, shtayim mikan ma'achas melmata. One who shaves off the five payas of the head, even bevas achas, gets malchus five times, one for each payah, because the lav refers to each payah. Reliezer disagrees and says, Imnit lukulan ka'achas ena chayav ala achas. One who shaves off all five payas of the beard, bevas achas, gets malchus only once, because kesav echad lavu, it's one lav for all the payas. The Mishnah continues, the Tanakhama says, Ve'ena chayav ashetlenu betar. The issue of cutting the beard is only with a razor. Reliezer disagrees and says, The issue of cutting the beard is even if one plucked or cut it with other tools. As Gemara explains, there is a gzeirah shavah of the word peya. The pasuk that refers to Yisrael states lesashkas as pas zekanecha, and the pasuk that refers to the kahanim states ufaas zekanim lo yigalechu. This teaches that the issur applies only to giluach sheish bahashchasa zetar, a razor which is the usual method to shave and is destructive. However, gilcha b'misparayim pater, one is pater be cut with scissors because this is not hashchasa, since they don't cut close to the roots. And for this reason, the Tanakhama holds, lokter b'malakat b'rehidni pater, because plucking or cutting with these tools is not the usual method of giluach. Well, Rabbi Eliezer holds because he holds hanina migiluach avdi, cutting with these tools is also the usual method of giluach. The Gemara cites a brayso, Tani Tani Kamedra of Chizda, Echra Makav, Echra Nikif Leika. Both the one who cut the payas and even the one whose payas were cut get malchus, because the pasuk states Lisa Kifu, for which Rashi gives two explanations. Either Leitakifu means Leitanichu Lahakif, one may not let someone else cut his payas, or Leitakifu is pluralized to include both the Makif and Nikif. The Gemara asks, Man the Ochel Tami Barbil Alaki? Why does the Nikif get malchus? He did not do the act of cutting. The Gemara offers three answers. The Bryce says Rabbi Huda's opinion that lav shame b'maisa loikin alav, one gets malchus even for a transgression without an action. Or the Bryce refers to b'makif la'atzmai, one who cut off his own payas, and he gets malchus twice, once for makif and once for nikif. Or the Bryce refers to b'mesayeya, the nikif assisted the makif by turning his head or in some other way, and so he did perform an action. The Mishnah continues, v'hasarit srita achas ala meis chayef, one who scratches his flesh in anguish over a meis gets malchus. Sarit Srita Achas al Chamisha Mesim, Oy Chomesh Sritas al Mes Echad, Chayav al Kol Achas va Achas. If he scratched once over five Mesim, or he scratched five times over one Mace, he gets Malchus five times, one for each Srita or for each Mace, because the Pasuk states, Veseret le Nefesh, Veseret le Chayav al Kol Srita be Srita, and le Nefesh le Chayav al Kol Nefesh va Nefesh.